5255. A woman of substance. There now follows a brief description of the book. A dynastic North Country novel of money and power, passion and revenge, spanning three generations.
By kind permission of the publisher. This book, first published in 1980 by Granada, is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. Read by Maggie Jones. There are six parts. A Woman of Substance. Part 1. The Valley, 1968. He poureth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. Job. Chapter 1. Emma Hart leaned forward and looked out of the window. The private Learjet, property of the Sitex Oil Corporation of America, had been climbing steadily up through a vaporous haze of cumulus clouds and was now streaking through a sky so penetratingly blue its shimmering clarity hurt the eyes. Momentarily dazzled by this early morning brightness, Emma turned away from the window, rested her head against the seat, and closed her eyes. For a brief instant, such a strong and unexpected feeling of nostalgia was evoked within her that she caught her breath in surprise. It's the sky from the Turner painting above the upstairs parlour fireplace at Penistone Royal, she thought. A Yorkshire sky on a spring day, when the wind has driven the fog from the moors. A faint smile played around her mouth, curving the line of the lips with unfamiliar softness.